In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. In Boston, it's a dreary day. It's dark, it's rainy, and it's dreary. But you know what? God loves you today. His love for you is permanent. He has not made decisions not to love you. He loves you today, and as a matter of fact, he first loved me and you before we even thought about him. Oh, it is God's love that draws us to Jesus. It is God's love, and his love is perfect, and his love is for you. You might say that I am a sinner. Oh, he came to seek and save that which was lost. The best thing about being lost is being found, that God loves you today just the way you are, but he doesn't want to keep you the way you are. He accepts us the way we are, but he doesn't want to keep us the way we are. He wants to bring into our lives the Holy Spirit, that the Spirit of God would just move in us and that we would be directed by the Spirit. You are loved today by God. God has made a decision to love you. You say, but I don't even know him. He's made a decision to love you. And how does he love you? He loved you by sending his son to die on a cross for you and for me. God's love is seen in salvation, that Jesus Christ himself mounted the cross, and he was innocent, and he took upon himself all the sins of the world, your sins and my sins. Yes, this is the way God loves us. He shows his love that while we were yet sinners, Jesus Christ died for us. The righteous for the unrighteous, the holy for the unholy. You are loved by God. How do I know that? Because I look at the cross and I say, this is the love of God poured out for us, poured out for you, poured out for me. This is the love of God. Believe it today, that he gave his life for you and has you in his heart, not only in his mind, but in his heart. He loves you and has plans for you. He says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you a future and a hope. When you seek me with all of your heart, you will find me with you, says the Lord. Oh yes, how do I know that God loves us? I look at the cross, I look at the crucifix, and I say, this is the love of God. You know, when Billy Graham was in John Paul II's church before he was priest, before he was pope, he said, everyone, look at the big crucifix. This is the love of God poured out for you. God's love is for you, every one of you. He gave his life for us. And not only did he give his life for us, he came to give us the Holy Spirit so that we might be able to be his children. The Spirit of God cries out, Abba, Father, and he is the director. He directs us where to go and what to say and how to live, the Holy Spirit. And there is power in the Spirit. I tell you, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. We need the Holy Spirit. We need the Spirit baptism more than we need the air that we breathe. I received a call today from a woman who's filled with anxiety, and I pray for her today that the Lord would give her peace through the power of the Spirit, that she would have peace through the power of the Spirit. this Spirit has been given to us from the cross. Jesus breathed out His Holy Spirit, and He promised before He left, stay in Jerusalem and pray until you are empowered, imbued with power from on high. And He gave us the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. That Spirit not only lives with us, that Spirit lives in us. That Spirit cries, Abba, Father. Oh, how much I need the Spirit. I cannot preach without the gift of the Spirit. I cannot bring healing without the gift of the Spirit. It's the gift of the Spirit that causes Jesus to be my contemporary. It's the gift of the Spirit that causes Jesus to be real to me. Yes, so real. Even on a dark, dreary day, Jesus is real. He loves us. He gave Himself for us. He has plans for us. He gave us the Holy Spirit. And then, because He gave us the Holy Spirit, the Spirit causes us to repent of our sins, yes, to turn away from our sins, because our sins keep us far from God. It is the grace of God that saves us, the grace of Calvary, the grace that flows from Jesus Christ on the cross. It is that grace that leads us to have faith. It is that grace that leads us to do good works. We are saved by the mercy and grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. What are we called to do? Repent. Turn 180 degrees down the road. In other words, you're going from south to north. In other words, now you go from north to south. You change your mind. You change your heart. I want to follow Jesus. I want to live for Jesus. I want Jesus to be my Lord. I want Jesus to be my Savior. Why? Because He loves me. He loves me so much that He showed His love for us while we were yet sinners on the cross. And then He gave us the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit gives us the power to repent, to turn away from our sins, and to believe that we are loved, that we are cherished by God. You might say, how do you know that? Because again, He tells us that. It is not you that loved me first, it was I who loved you first. And as the Father has loved me, Jesus said, so I love you. In other words, as God the Father loves Jesus, Jesus loves you and me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So that's a little sermonette on the love of God today in this dark, dreary day. Maybe it's not dark and dreary where you live today, but I'm telling you, it might be dark and dreary in your heart. And this word is for you, that you are loved with an everlasting love, that God has plans for you, that His plans is that you have salvation through the blood of the Lamb, through the mercy of God, and through the grace of God. Turn away from your sins and believe the gospel. Turn away from your sins and repent and believe the gospel. I'm looking at the 11th chapter of St. Matthew. And it came to pass, when Jesus had made an end of commanding His 12 disciples, He departed from there to teach and preach in the cities. If He's teaching and preaching in the cities, you know what's happening. There's also healings that's taking place. There's healings that take place. Why don't we ask the Lord to heal us today? In the name of Jesus, I see a throat being healed today. I just preached the gospel. I see a throat being healed today in the name of Jesus. I see a hand being healed today in the name of Jesus by the power of the blood. Even now, a hand, move it in the name of Jesus. I see a stomach being healed today in the name of Jesus by the power of the blood. Oh yes, a stomach. You've been having trouble with your stomach. And in the name of Jesus, be healed by the power of the cross. I see, oh, man trouble being healed today, sexual trouble. And I see it being healed today. You're scheduled for an operation. Well, make sure that operation has to take place. Have another blood count. Make sure that operation has to take place. Have another blood count. See what the Lord has done for you. I remember saying that to a friend of mine, and Emily, and I said, make sure that this, before this child is operated on, that she has another CAT scan. And they gave her the CAT scan, and they found that the child was completely healed, and she didn't need to go through that operation in her kidneys. This, you have to check it out with doctors. I'm not a doctor. The only thing I can do is just tell you what I see. And you know what? I'm doing the best I can. Jesus Christ loves you so much that he wants to heal you, loves you so much that he saves you, loves you so much that he gives you the Holy Spirit, loves you so much that he called you to repent. So Jesus went to teach and preach in their cities. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So Jesus knew what to do. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now when John had heard in prison, remember John's in prison, he's in Herod's prison, the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, are you he that should come, or should we look for another? John was having a test of faith. Yes, he was. He's having a test of faith. He's in the bottom of a dungeon crying out, repent, to Herod and Herodias. And now he has a test of faith. He has a doubt. I'm telling you, five doubts don't make a sin. He went and found out if Jesus was he, or should he look for another. Are you he that is to come, or should we look for another? How did Jesus answer? Jesus did not answer and say the Apostles' Creed. Jesus answered and said unto them, go and show John again these things which you hear and see. The blind receive their sight. Okay, John? You see the blind receiving their sight. The lame walk. Lepers are cleansed. And the deaf hear. And the dead are raised up. And the poor have the gospel preached to them. Jesus did not tell John, I am he. He says, go tell John what you hear and what you see. The blind receive their sight. The lame walk again. Lepers are cleansed. And the deaf hear. And the dead are raised up. And the poor have the gospel preached to them. That's how you know I am he. That's how you know that I am the one that the Lord sent. That's how you know that I am Messiah, that the blind see. Oh, yes, Jesus Christ still heals the blind. Jesus Christ still heals those who have eye trouble. Jesus Christ still heals those who are lame. Jesus Christ still heals the people that are deaf. And Jesus raises the dead. I have never seen anyone raise the dead, but I tell you, Jesus has done it, and I believe other people have done it. I've not done it yet, but I'm telling you that the dead are raised. And what about the dead in their faith? You know, I just heard what Jesus does. He doesn't make bad people good. He makes dead people alive. Oh yes, I heard Rabbi Zacharias say that, and it's ever so true. Jesus makes dead people alive. Dead to what? Dead to God. Dead in our sin. Dead, dead, dead. And what does he do? He changes death into life. Thanks be to God. I remember Uncle Vincent from Everett, and Uncle Vincent was kind of a macho Italian man until the Spirit of God came upon him. He had been dead and now he's alive, and he hugged his children and he loved his children and he said, I love you. Never would he say those things until the Spirit of God came upon him. I'm telling you, the blind receive their sight, John the Baptist. The lame walk, John. Lepers are cleansed. The deaf hear, John. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Oh, yes, you are part of the poor, and you must remember today, again, that you are loved by the sovereign God, by God Almighty. Why do you know that? Because of salvation, because of what Jesus did for us on the cross, and him giving us the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, and that we are called called to repent. I'm telling you, this is God's work. Blessed is he that whosoever shall not be offended in me. Don't be offended at Jesus, please. Don't be offended. The scripture says when they were out in the water, they took Jesus into the boat as he was. That's the way we have to take Jesus, as he is. How do we know how he is? The blind see, the deaf hear, lame people walk, lepers are cleansed, and the gospel is preached to the poor. And the dead are raised up. I'm telling you, we need to take Jesus the way he is, not the way our theology sees him. The way Jesus is, that he is a miracle worker. That today he does miracles even as he did miracles in the days gone by. And the miracles are done because he loves us, not because we're good doobies. He loves us, and he loves us, and he loves us. And you might say, I haven't got my miracle yet. Well, then keep on praying. Keep on trusting God. Keep on surrendering. And as they departed, Jesus began to say to the multitudes concerning... And then he said, blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. And as they departed, Jesus began to say to the multitudes concerning John, what did you go out in the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? What did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft garments? Behold, they that wear soft garments are in kings' houses. What did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I say unto you, more than a prophet. For this is he, John the Baptist, of whom it is written from Isaiah, behold, I send my messenger before your face, which shall prepare the way before you. Oh yes, John the Baptist is the messenger to prepare the way of the Lord. Yes, prepare the way. That's from Isaiah 40. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. John the Baptist is very interesting. He had a very, very short life. When he was in the desert and in the Jordan River calling people to repentance, and then he said, Jesus must increase and I must decrease. Then we see him baptizing Jesus, and we see the Spirit of the Lord coming upon Jesus. Hallelujah. And then we see him going into prison, and then we see him dying for Jesus. Herodias said, I want the head of John the Baptist on a platter. How sick. How sick. How sick. But you know what? She was sick in her sins, and she had nowhere to turn. She knew nothing about Jesus. She just hated John because he called her and her husband to repent because of their marriage. Truly I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. There's no one greater than John the Baptist. Let's continue. Withstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John. That from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and all the law prophesied until John. And if you receive it, John is Elijah, which was to come. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. In other words, they were waiting for Elijah to come back before the end of time. And the scripture says John was Elijah. No, it's not what you think. It's just John took the place of Elijah. John took the place of Elijah. And it says, he that had ears, let him hear, let him hear. And whatsoever shall I liken this generation? It is like children sitting in the markets, calling out to their fellows and saying, we piped you a tune, and you didn't dance, and it's sad. We mourned unto you, and you didn't lament. John came neither eating nor drinking, and you say he has a devil. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and you say, behold, a man who is a glutton, a wine bibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified by her children. That's right. The children that followed Jesus, the people that followed Jesus, were changed from dead people to alive. What about the woman at the well? What about the man born blind? I'm telling you, Jesus changes people from death to life. Then began he to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done. Now, he did most of his mighty works in Capernaum and Chorazin and some of the other places because they did not repent. Woe unto you, Chorazin! Woe unto you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and in ashes. In other words, they received the healings, but they never repented. And the Lord says, woe unto you. We are called to repent from our sins. That's why we go to confession. We are called to go to confession to repent of our sins. And you might say, why? Why is that so? Because Jesus told us it's so. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon on that day of judgment than upon you. Why? Because the miracles that were done in you, I did them. And you people did not repent. You did not repent. You did not give your life over to me. And you, Capernaum, which art exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which had been done in you had been done in Sidon, it would have remained unto this day. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and on that day judgment than for thee. Why? Because the great and awesome things happened in these towns, in these cities, and they didn't repent. So Jesus curses them. He curses them. I tell you, we need to repent and fall into the arms of a living, loving God. We need to give our life to Jesus. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice. And then at that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, O Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the prudent and the learned, and you have revealed these things unto babes, you and me. Oh yes, we are not great. There's nothing awesome about us. We're just little unaweaned people, people that are in absolute need of Jesus. And you know what? He says, he says that you have revealed these things not to the wise, but to babes. Even so, Father, for it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me by my Father, and no man knows the Son but the Father, and neither knows any man the Father but the Son, and he to whom whoever the Son who will reveal the Father. The Son reveals the Father, and the Father reveals the Son. I tell you, the Holy Spirit reveals the Son. The scripture says, no one can come to me unless the Father draw him. That's the scripture. That's John 6. No one can come to me unless the Father draw him. If we are with Jesus, the Father has drawn us to Jesus. He has drawn us to Jesus. And who has he drawn to Jesus? Not the learned and the clever and the prudent, but those people that who? Those people that are poor and little and have absolute need of the grace of God. That's you and that's me. Jesus Christ, Son of God, heal the sick today. Make your presence known to them. But not only heal the sick today, Lord, but cause us to repent and go to confession. Cause us to turn away from our sins and to go to confession. Jesus Christ, Son of God, open the eyes of the blind now by the power of your cross. Heal necks now by the power of your cross. Heal backs now by the power of your cross. Heal rotator cuffs now by the power of the blood, Jesus Christ. But as you heal your people, cause us to do what? To repent of our sins. That is very important. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. It really says, and pitched his tent among us. And we have seen his glory. The glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. You are loved by the cross of Jesus Christ. You have received salvation. By the promise of Pentecost, you are filled with the Holy Spirit. And by that Spirit, you are called to turn away from your sins and go to confession. You are loved with an everlasting love. I don't care how dark it is today, your love, the love of God for you, is 100%. He loves you as you are, but he doesn't want to keep you the way you are. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.